In the end, what happened is the period between 1993 and 2002 was a period where we had over 40 by-elections of the people who defected back to KANU after they saw that Moi came back. In 97, we had another election, and subsequent to that, we had many defections going back because they also saw Moi came back. In 2002, however, because of so much social consciousness and the participation of people and a lot of voter education and civic education that came together with the constitutional review process that began around 2000, we were actually able to participate in an election that involved everybody. And this time round, the opposition was united and people were able to remove KANU and Moi. However, the mistake we made, which is the mistake that we should learn from, was that we didn't have any plan or agenda for governance. The coalition of the parties that came together, their own intentions, and the people of Kenya were fed up, they just wanted to remove Moi. And then we removed Moi. And when Moi went, we realized that it was not enough, that in fact, it may not be true that all your problems lie with your current president and the government. They may be contributing, but they may not be the problem. So it is important, as we have noted, that it is important to set the agenda. I hope I'm not defeated. Anyway, I'm leaving tomorrow. It is important to have an agenda as you plan to move forward in terms of building your nation, constructing your nation. And it is also important to embrace each other. This country belongs to members of ZANU, PF, members of MDC, members of the other political parties you spoke about, Honorable, and everybody in this country. It is your country, each one of you. You have a stake in it, and you must begin to embrace each other in an environment of respect